Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, hosted by Vedette Global Media. 100 days of support, of hope, and encouraging stories from entrepreneurs who had to reinvent themselves, pivot, and create in a time, in a challenging time like 2020. We hope you enjoy these stories. Follow them and more on our Facebook group, Media Mastery. Find us on Facebook. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Angel Tussey. I am your host. Welcome back to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention. I'm Angel Tussey. I am your host of 100 Stories of Encouragement, Support, and Hope. And I'm so excited to introduce my special guest today, Miss Marty Lazo Munoz. How are you, darling?
I'm so good, Angel. Thanks for having me. Too exciting. So many good things are happening.
So many good things are happening for you. I can barely keep up. When I look at your social media posts and I see everything that you've got happening, things that you tag me in, I'm like, this girl is on fire. And I am so happy for you because I know it has been an amazing journey. It's been a long journey, but oh, so worthwhile. Let me introduce you officially: global speaker, author, CEO, founder, Medcare Staff Women's Health and Women's Legacy of Hope, CEO, founder, Legacy Magazine, CEO, founder at Legacy Conferences, LLC. I mean, the girl is a rock star and she is on fire, on path, and on purpose. She took her adversities and made opportunities. She is a domestic violence resource and certified counselor. Marty, give us just a little more background. Tell us a little more about your juicy story.
Too exciting. First of all, I just want to thank God, because for me as faith believer, I really firmly believe that it's God orchestrated. God gave me the vision. He downloaded everything he wants me to do for him and the universe. This during the pandemic, it just seemed like everybody was, you know, turmoil. What am I going to do? How am I going to do this? And so, you know, while watching you and watching all the peers, you know, within our group, our network, Rainmakers and everybody, I just had to be still and just pray and just ask God, okay, what do you want from me? What do you want me to do exactly? Right. So taking all the tools, all the resources, all my contacts, and just putting it all together in one toolbox and just maximizing, you know, my skills, my expertise. I have 30, 35 years behind me with recruitment, healthcare, and domestic violence. So I thought, how is this going to work together, right? So took my first book and just began to share it with my healthcare professionals. Unbeknownst to me, that opened up a whole nother arena for me to speak on, helping the healthcare professionals with domestic violence. You know, oftentimes, Angel, people don't understand that domestic violence is across the board. It holds no boundaries. Mm-hmm. It matters not what is your background, you know, your expertise, what do you do for a living? You could be a stay-at-home mom baking cookies, and you could be a college student, you could be a doctor, a nurse, what have you. So from there, it just seemed like there was just so many opportunities. How could I not utilize my gifts and my talents, right? So just moving
it
forward.
It takes somebody very brave, Marty. First of all, I mean, it's a scary field topic, right? You know, and it's a lot of times it's not spoken about because there's still fear of retaliation. Like, you've not totally escaped out of that environment. And so there's a lot of it not being spoken about. There's a lot of danger in speaking out about it. There's a lot of risk being in that space, Marty, but you have just been fueled. Like they're like obvious, like God breathed, like you are on a mission, creating a safe space to have this conversation, because truly the more we talk about it, it's only when we talk about it that we can end it.
Exactly. Absolutely. And it's joining forces. It's locking arms. It is impossible for us to do it all by ourselves. Impossible. So it's collaboration is key. First of all, collaboration is so important. Partnering with the right partners that are on the same journey, the same vision, Again, you know, each one of us has our own gifts and talents and our purpose why we're here on this earth, right? So collaboration is key. Hiring the right team, you know, your virtual assistants, your administrative assistants, certainly the media is very important, the packages that you offer, connecting with the right peers, and then hiring your top consultants that are going to work on that particular project. So for the healthcare, for the recruitment and the staffing, I've got one person helping me run that entity. And so then with the domestic violence and the women's healthcare, I've got two other partners that partner with me, and we work together, we collaborate together. And it becomes a win-win situation for all of us. There's work for all of us. So when these women, these, you know, individuals that are coming out of their situation, that's the assessment that I do, is I help them and I, you know, work with them and talk to them. And I say, okay, what is your passion? What is your background? Talk to me about your background so that I can help match you with the right program. And counseling, you know, we need certified licensed therapists and counselors on our team, which we do have. So we're able to, you know, maximize and utilize the resources and the contacts that we do have around us.
So, you've been helping, right, with the staffing, been in the staffing industry and a leader in that space, but now very specifically even honing in on that niche mm-hmm. of how you're helping this domestic violence industry and bringing your skill sets together. I mean, that's it's super unique, Marty. I think you are the only one that's truly like leading the way. Obviously, like we have a whole lot of pioneers in our world of people that are kind of the first to market or leading the way or have taken something and just are absolutely running with it. But yet to step out and to pull this team together, Marty, what was the fire for you that said, I'm not going to do it like this anymore. I'm going to shift. I'm going to pivot and I'm going to rebranch out or rebrand in this new direction. What was that fire for you?
I think it was that I was doing it all by myself, Angel. I was a lone ranger. You know, at one time I could do it by myself, the recruiting, the staffing, the hiring, you know, and everything else. And I just said, okay, this is a burnout. I'm getting really tired here. So again, going back to my faith base, you know, just praying and seeking God, give me direction here because it's a lot. And if this is God's vision, he's going to provide for you. So there's no need to, you know, want to push and pull and try to jump on somebody else's lane. No, honey, stay on your own lane. God's got a lot of work for you in your own lane, right?
You betcha. So what was some of the first people that you collaborated with or that you brought on to your team?
So I have a friend of mine that I've worked with for many, many years, and Tom Burciaga. So he leads actually my medical staffing now. So I've known Tom for many, many years. We worked together on different endeavors with the job training, job development component. And so he and I collaborated together and I said, hey, listen, I need help. I've got all these other things going on. So what do you think about this? And so presented it to Tom. So Tom's out there in the social media. So he's going to be able to see this. And then from Tom with his contacts and resources, he connected me with a lady that does grant writing. Mm-hmm. So now for the domestic violence, she's the grant writer and she's pulling the grants together for us. An amazing, amazing lady with a lot of talent behind her. So she's helping me with the grants and organizing the traveling, the conferences that we're looking to host for the healthcare industry professional. If you're an author, a speaker, you've talked about, you know, adversities and challenges, we want to meet those women and men that can join us on this platform and then be part of the magazine. The magazine also,
we haven't even talked about the magazine yet. So tell us about the magazine.
Yeah.
So the magazine, like, and there's more.
Yeah. And there's more. And so it's called Legacy. Legacy magazine came to me again, downloaded by God, because God was saying to me, what's your legacy? What are you going to leave behind when you leave Earth? I want to make sure that the women that follow me, that there's going to be breadcrumbs, they call it, right? and be able to leave the breadcrumbs for the women to pick up and say, you know what, if she did it, we can do it. So if you are part of our circle, you participate with our conferences, as well as our new TV show with the Zandra Evans
and TV, new TV show. I mean, do you hear what this woman is doing, right? All of these different things that she has started. This is like a lifetime business, right? A lifetime of achievements. And you're just rattling them off. These have all been in, what's the time frame, Marty, that this all kind of shifted for you?
From the pandemic when it started last year till now.
12 months. 12. 1 year. 12 months. Wow. Okay. All right. So TV, or so magazine, Legacy Magazine, and now also the TV show. So I didn't mean to interrupt, but this is, you're just like glazing over it. Like, oh, it's a Tuesday. I started a TV show. Oh yeah. It's sunset. My new magazine's coming out, right? I know it's been a lot of foundation has gone into, so that when the timing, when this was downloaded to you, Marty, you'd already been working on many of the pieces, so you could just absolutely launch, just explode in all of this space. So tell us about the TV show.
So we connected with, again, going back to our circle, you know, why it's so important to have your peeps, right? And so Zandra Evans and I actually connected, I think it was 2018 when she started doing her shows on Saturday. And I just began to follow her. I really liked, first of all, I liked her. She's a beautiful lady. She's smart.
She's breathtaking, right? She's
just full of wisdom. And so I began to follow her and I thought, oh my gosh, this lady is super cool. She's beautiful. She's smart. Let me listen to her. So I tapped into her, and certainly, you know, you're another one that's really keen, instrumental. I was sharing with somebody this morning, a lady that I spoke to, and she was kind of sharing some of the things that are not going so positive for her. And I said, oh, honey, you got to connect with Angel, because Angel's the one that helped me back in 2018, 2019, when I started following you as well. And
we were all together in Arizona. There was like a group of like six or seven of us that were together in Arizona. And when you look at, you know, kind of a, where are they now? It is, you wouldn't believe it. Like if we told you, you just wouldn't believe it that it was such a short period of time, right? Mm-hmm. Award winners, networks, magazines, all this like global, international success. Yep. And from where we were to say, let's lock arms and how do we rise up? But how do we collaborate and rise up together and support each other in very different industries, but we can still be collaborative and supportive. And I think right there in the middle of it all was your smiling face, Miss Marty.
And scared to death, Angel. I was scared to death. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue, really. I was honest to God, other than what I was doing, you know, monetizing on my staffing, my recruitment, and not fully utilizing my full potential. So there again, that's why it's so important, you know, who your circle is, who are you hanging with? So important, because we learn from each other. We grow from each other. Carrie Conley is another one. I hired her as a coach. She taught me all about, okay, great. So you got a vision. Now what? Now what do you do with your vision? Setting the goals. And, you know, what do you want to attain every month? What are your financial goals? So she helped me to break it down and understand it's great if we have a vision, but what are you going to do with it? Set those goals, ladies, set those goals.
Well, and you said, right, you knew you weren't operating at your full potential. I know right now there is somebody out there who heard that and go, yep, that's me, right? I'm not, I know I'm not. And I know I want to, and I know I'm not, but I'm scared. Mm-hmm. And here's what Carrie, right, our queen of the vision. So often if you're scared, it's not because it's not the right thing to do, but it's often because you're about, what you are about to do is going to make a big impact. Mm-hmm. Look at the impact, Miss Marty, that you have made, the ripple effect. And we talk about this, like the domino effect, the ripple effect, the momentum, the lives that you are touching locally, nationally, globally, because you stepped up even when you were afraid.
Absolutely. Do it afraid. Do it anyway. Do it afraid. And that's exactly what I did. Scared to death, not sure how I was going to do it. I just knew something inside of me was was cooking, and something inside of me was saying, you're going to do it. Just do it. Do it afraid. Done is better than none, as you say. It's so true. And try it. And if you fail, okay, get up, dust yourself off and keep going. You know, don't stop. And hiring all the right staff that you need, all the coaches that you need, is so important. Investment is key. Mm-hmm. I oftentimes hear, I can't afford it. And you're so right. You can't. If you continuously say that, I think I said that on my my interview with Sandra Evans, I was one of those people. I can't afford it. You're right. You can't. Mm-mm. So till you figure out and get it, you know, get it pat down that, yes, I can afford it. And somehow, some way, it's going to manifest. Everything just kind of falls into place. And I remember when I was saying, I want to go to Paris. I want to go to Europe. I want to just travel the world. Bam, I'm going to Paris, France, London, Australia. We're global. We are global. And not only physically going to be able to go, but through Sandra Evans TV network, I'm giving a pitch for her, right? But we're reaching so many viewers out there. It's just amazing, Angel. It just blows my mind.
It is mind-blowing, right? It is absolutely mind-blowing. But you've put yourself in a whole new space, Marty, that too often we play small. Right? And we've all played small, and we don't even realize what we are keeping ourselves from, like, the potential that's out there, because we're in this space and we've got these blinders on. I can't afford it. I can't go to Paris. I can't do that. I can't grow. I can't hire. But take the blinders off and say, yes, yes, I can, right? I can do that. And watch how the universe, right? When you have faith and take action, universe shows up to support you, guide you, and create those miracles. And Marty, you are a walking, talking miracle, because you said yes first to you, right? Yes to your maker, right? I will follow you. I will honor you. I will trust you. Mm-hmm. And then you said yes to the right people, right? You hired those coaches. You invested in a team. You invested in your staff, your team to help grow. And was it scary? You said it. Yes, absolutely. But look at where you are. And it starts by saying yes. It starts by saying yes. Do it scared. That's so brave of you, right? Do it afraid. Do it anyways. Just get out of your own way. Mm-hmm. Well, this is fabulous. Like, you are a prime example of what Entrepreneurs of Reinvention is all about, right? You are leaving an impact. You have, you know, kind of were brave enough to kick something out, right? And start all brand new. You've got all these great, exciting projects, the magazine, the TV show. Tell us how can people get involved? How can we support you? How can we help?
Well, definitely. You can jump on my Facebook pages, Marty Lazo Munoz, Medcare Staff. I'm also at Women's Legacy of Hope Facebook page, and you could just jump right in and connect with me, and we can set up an appointment so we could do a discovery call and just see where you fit in, where do you need help, because I've got plenty of contacts and resources for you. So if you don't know someone, you need help, please get a hold of us. We will help you and walk you through your greatness, not mine, but yours.
Marty, how do you keep it all together? Right? You've got a lot of balls in the air. You got a lot of plates spinning. How do you keep it all together? I just want to say thank you for your time, right? I see all the things that you're doing and that you would take the time to be our guest today. How do you keep it all together?
Well, I heard a message somewhere, and I can't remember where I heard, but you just said it, and it's about spinning the plates. Mm-hmm. I think it was Michael Silvers, one of his team members. I spoke with him, and he was talking exactly about that, spinning the plates. You keep the plates spinning by which number one is going to generate the revenue. Mm-hmm. So that one has to be spinning all the time. That's your first and foremost. Mm-hmm. Once that one is going automatically, which is your automated programs, classes, counseling, whatever it is that you do, then you can take and spin another plate and get that plate spinning. And this is where you start hiring key people, consultants that are going to be able to work with you and help you to keep those plates spinning. But first and foremost, there again, I just reiterate over and over, for me, I am faith-based. I believe in God, Jesus Christ, all the way for me. And I have to pray. First thing, I have to pray and give thanks to God for one more day. And today I celebrate one more year. And I'm so thankful to God for giving me one more year. Mm-hmm. And I want to make the best of my time, Angel, because life is so precious. Life is so short. We've had so many friends and family members that passed away during this pandemic through the COVID. And my heart goes out to them. My heart goes out to everybody that's been affected by that. But in the meantime, for me, I'm faith-based. I believe in God, and I pray and I meditate and just start my day that way. And interestingly enough, here we go to the manifestations. When you honor God, the creator of the universe, he magically puts everything together for you. Majestically, miraculously, things fall into place when you honor your creator. And so that for me is like number one. Mm. And just, you know, be available to the universe. It's about supplying the needs, helping each other to grow, because there's plenty of pie to go around for everybody. There's no need to feel, oh, well, she's ahead of me or he's ahead of me. No, honey, there's so much work out there in this universe that we can all share it and help, you know, each other. So that's my takeaway for today, my giveaway for today.
Wise words from such a young little chicken. Thank you so much for being our guest today. This was perfect. You've inspired, you've encouraged, and given us lots of resources for support. So you've been a great, great guest. I'm so honored you could be with us today.
Thank you, Angel. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your time as well.
Well, this is Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, stories of support, encouragement, and hope. And wasn't she amazing? Follow up with her, check out her new programs, follow her on TV, her magazine, on social media. And if you know somebody who could use some of those resources, you know where to send them to. Thanks so much for listening. If you know somebody who has a great story of reinvention, send them our way. And make sure you pick up a copy of Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, Volume 1, available on Amazon starting on March 13th. So we'll see you guys all next time. Bye-bye.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Entrepreneurs of Reinvention, 100 days of support, hope, and encouragement. Again, follow us on our Facebook group, Media Mastery, and download your complimentary starter kit if you're looking for media exposure by going to my website, makeyourbigimpact.com. That's makeyourbigimpact.com. We'll see you next time.